This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It's all about me. Me, myself, and I. Arrogance, pride, self-centeredness, putting yourself before everybody else in everything, all the time, whether they're family or friends or acquaintances or workmates, having a self-centered approach where you are the center of the world, center of everyone's universe, as you assume, is one of the transgressions against the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended for us to live our life and the sunnah of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that you shouldn't value yourself and that you should put yourself in the service of others before you have assured for yourself what's good. Allah tells you in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. O ye who believe, save yourself first and then your family and your loved ones and others. And you can't help someone, فَاخُدُ شَيْءِ لَا يُعْطِيهِ. The one who has nothing can give nothing. But that doesn't mean that I will prioritize myself, prioritize my safety, prioritize my comfort, prioritize my entertainment at the expense of others, that other people find resentful in my attitude and in my way of life. All about me is a false transgression against Allah, against the tradition of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam counters that. He says, "Khayrukum anfa'ukum linnas." The best of you is the one who is most benefiting to other people in society. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma dama al-'abdu fi 'awni akhihi, kana Allahu fi 'awni." As long as a person is in the service of their fellow man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be in the assistance of that person who is serving others. Always look at adding value to your life, barakah to your life, blessing into your life by assisting others. And the Prophet ﷺ said, nobody assists a believer with one of the pains that they're suffering in this worldly life, except Allah will alleviate one of their pains in this life or in the next life. The best way for you to invest in your future, to invest in your own self-preservation, self-protection, is to protect the weak, to assist the needy, to not have a proud, boastful presence, to not be arrogant and hold yourself at a higher level than others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not allow us to look at the world as being all about me, and it's me, myself, and I. Rather, it should be about us along with other people, and that is the very basis of the reason we give sadaqah and zakah from the hard-earned earnings that we have saved. May Allah open your heart to the service of others so that we can be followers of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.